not to incorporate fake weapons into any costumes they wear, however. A University of Illinois student group plans to hold a Chief Illiniwek rally at the Assembly Hall on campus next month. Students for Chief Illiniwek has rented the arena and says the event is planned for November 15th. It's scheduled to include a performance by Logan Ponce, a student chosen to be Chief Illiniwek by a group of former chiefs, but not sanctioned by the university. Illinois stopped using Chief Illiniwek last year after years of pressure by American Indians and others who saw him as a demeaning caricature. The NCAA also levied sanctions against the school. U of I spokeswoman Robin Kaler says the school has nothing to do with the performance and can't stop students from exercising free speech. While the Blagojevich administration has begun transferring inmates from the Pontiac State Prison as part of a plan to close the facility, the governor says state assistance will be made available to the town during the transition. Rod Blagojevich has ordered a task force to figure out how state resources can be utilized to help the community, including families who might have trouble paying bills. But Pontiac Mayor Scott McCoy says he won't be counting on the governor to lend his community a hand.
He's all over the place. He's made decisions that fly in the face of logic and facts and common sense. And then to come in and say, well, look, I'm a good guy. I'm here to help people. I'll believe it when I see it.
McCoy says the closure of Pontiac Prison would be an economic disaster because it would take away the town's second largest employer. He says a major development project has already been canceled since the shutdown was announced. Governor Blagojevich wants to move Pontiac inmates to a newer facility near the Quad Cities in the village of Thompson. The union that represents prison workers has sued to block the move. State corrections officials say Illinois' largest maximum security prison is on lockdown status after two fights between inmates and the discovery of an illegal weapon. The nearly 3,500 inmates of Menard Correctional Center in Chester have been locked in their cells since Monday, pending an investigation of the incident by prison personnel. Inmates are not allowed out of their cells to eat or see visitors, and no timetable is available today for how long the lockdown will last. A communications professor with the University of Illinois says it's impossible to avoid media bias when covering this year's presidential race. Michael Cheney says there are many factors behind that, including some reporters not understanding the full context of a story, particularly with the country's economic crisis. But he says more common symptoms include competition between media sources to report the same story and the need for new material to feed a 24-hour news cycle, particularly on cable TV.
I think you also are in a mode where the reporting now is no longer gathering facts and presenting it. You begin with a data stream, a soundbite, if you will. And the reporter is oftentimes put in the perspective of trying to comment on what this means, put it into perspective, or sometimes you get dueling soundbites and then the reporter becomes the referee. So this is the way it comes out.
Cheney says short soundbites are often recorded and aired even before a candidate completes a speech and can be easily taken out of context. Cheney is a senior fellow with the U of I's Institute of Government and Public Affairs. He served on a panel today addressing the 2008 presidential campaign. It's 5:33.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
And now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Well, thanks, Jim. We topped out here at the WILL studios today at 55 degrees, a little cooler than average, but a step in the right direction, and we'll continue on that path, warming up for the next couple days. There is a weak cold front that looks to be pushing through the area sometime during the day Saturday, but it will be weak. It won't have a lot of moisture to work with, so we're not looking at any precipitation. In fact, we're still looking for temperatures that will be in the mid-60s, and as we head into this weekend, our average high temperature drops down into the upper 50s, and well, early next month, it's quite an incredible drop for the average high. We start out in November with an average high of 58, and by the end of the month, the average high temperature is 43 degrees. So we're at that time of year when the temperatures can cool off quickly, and we've seen that the last couple nights, but they can also warm up pretty nicely. And after another cool night tonight, not as cold, with a clear sky, we look for a low of 33 with a light variable wind. Tomorrow, we look for the wind to shift to the southeast and southerly as high pressure drifts off to the east. That wind will be at 8 to 16 miles per hour, turning on the heat machine, sunny with a high up to 64. Clear tomorrow night, low temperature around 44 degrees. More sunshine for Friday, the high 68. Clear sky for Friday night, so trick-or-treaters will have a pretty decent conditions after the high of 68 on Friday. It'll only drops to 42, and then that weak front pushes in on Saturday, so we do look for at least a fair bit of cloud cover at times. Still call it mostly sunny, and the high temperature 64 degrees. Currently, we have 52 degrees on Friends Plaza. We're still 54 at Willard Airport at the top of the hour with a northwest wind at around 6 miles per hour. It's 5:35. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Turkey, newspaper readers were stunned this month to see photographs of the commander of the Turkish Air Force. He was wrapping up a round of golf on the same day as the bloodiest battle of the year between Turkish forces and Kurdish separatists. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Istanbul on recent scandals involving the Turkish military.
It's been called the trial of the century, and it's taking place in a remote